Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. You know, when you think about the security industry, it's evolved so much in the last 5 to 10 years. And you see that with technological innovations and things like AI and demands from our end users and buyers. And you've also seen that on the business front, with things like M&A, you know, refreshed business visions and things like that, and even new leadership at certain companies. And to have that conversation with me a little bit more today is somebody who is a new leader at a company called Acre Security. That's Kumar Soka, the new CEO over at Acre. Kumar, thanks for coming back on the show, man. We love having you.
No, thank you, man. You know, we had an opportunity to talk a little bit ago, and, you know, to officially be in the role has been really exciting in the short period, but also great to talk to you about what's happening on our end as well, and the industry. So a lot going on. So this perfect time for us to catch up.
Yeah, well, let's start there, right? I think this sort of is a nice natural conversation to transition into that. You know, when you think about sort of the modern business goals of a security company, obviously you've got the P&L and all that kind of good stuff too, but a lot of that turns into and translates into vision management and mission management. It sort of is far more missional maybe than it used to be too, right? It used to be easy to sort of point to the P&L statement and say, hey, everything's great and hunky-dory. But now companies are expected to be much larger contributors to not only the industry, but really the you know, all of the industries that we serve as well. And I want to ask, you know, especially as you come into Acre, the CEO role, how does sort of that mindset and ideology play into kind of the strategies and even the vision that you have coming in?
Yeah, I mean, I think like when you, you know, one of the reasons why I love this industry. So I've been in the industry for now 3 years. Before that, I was in the manufacturing industry, driving operational efficiencies through digital solutions. And for me, coming over here, seeing the transformation is happening in the industry and leveraging technology and the rate of change of technology shifts happening the last few years and how it's going to look these next few years. That's fantastic, right? That's great because we can drive more results to our end customer. But one of the things I love about this industry, and we brought an entirely new leadership team into Acre as well, is that when I was, when I think about it for myself and the new individuals who are actually a lot of them are outside the industry, it's the same thought process is that we get to be part of a mission-driven industry, right? The things that we do really matters even more now than ever before, right? The fact that we're protecting people, the assets, the buildings, the facilities, the schools, the hospitals, local government, right? All of that matters. And I think it's so impactful as an organization. And at Acre, we do that in various ways. When you think about a persona that enters and exits a building, you think about the people that come in and out, you think about the visitors that come in and the people they want to make sure that you keep out, right? So when you manage access control and intrusion and visitor management all under one umbrella, you really are looking at the entire building. You really are looking at the entire mission of protecting not only the people, but the assets as well. So for me, it's an exciting industry from a mission perspective and what we do every single day. And it's an exciting time as well as the transformation that's happening with the technology where we can do a lot more with our solutions as well.
Well, the beautiful thing about technology as it continues to evolve is that it allows us to maybe do some things that we hadn't before, whether that's roll out some platforms, whether that's leverage AI and computing power to you know, do facial tracking at scale and things like that. But it's interesting because a lot of the things that we as an industry would win on, a lot of that historically, specs, speeds and feeds, capabilities, things like that, don't necessarily matter in the same way to maybe some of these expanded stakeholders now that we sell to, right? Facilities obviously is part of that, but folks like IT, even HR and compliance and legal, all those people really have some level of say in sort of the security posture of a lot of these companies. And it's forced us really to update sort of our go-to-market from a product offering and a service offering standpoint. What are some of the things that you guys have done and you guys have seen to help sort of bridge that gap a little bit?
Absolutely. Now, you know, that concept of how it's moving to more IT decision makers, business unit leaders, HR leaders, it's fantastic because when you think about what glues all of that is data, right? Data is a factor in all of that, the analytics behind it, what you can do with the information, the decisions you can make are business decisions, not only security decisions. But at the same time, with that data, there's also other risks. You have to ensure that you're cyber secure. You have to ensure that you're up to the most modern standards and that technology can provide more for you as well. I think it's fantastic for our industry. Because when you are solving core physical security problems, it's what we do. It's the core to what we do. But when you can now solve business problems, it's just expansion of the capabilities of our solutions. And that's fantastic, because when you talk to an IT director, they typically have a larger budget. And that larger budget is a good thing for all of us, right? That means that we can invest more into our technology. That means we can sell, you know, different capabilities across multiple functions in our organization. And so when we think about that from an Acre perspective and the different personas that we can sell to, we really think about the end user first, right? Even though everything we do is with our integrators, with our partners, and how we leverage our technology partners, that ecosystem is the end user in mind, right? How do we get to be a more cybersecure system? How do we ensure that we can drive more value from the data? How do we leverage AI to solve not just physical security problems, but things beyond that, right? And so with the investments that we're making in our cloud architecture, the investments we're making in AI, and then how we're unifying our portfolio of bringing intrusion and access control and visitor and video together under one umbrella, that's cloud first, right? It really gives a different mindset of solutions to our end user, because you can do more with it. You can go even beyond security, which I think is a fantastic way to solve problems at the other personas.
You know, it's interesting as you even talk about some of those personas and you talk about AI and technological innovation, that resonates obviously with a subset of that buyer community. But many of them, especially as you expand out into the business outcomes side of things, aren't necessarily subject matter experts in technology. I think maybe is a really sweet way of putting it. But we have to be able as an industry to sort of bridge that gap, right? And whether it's saying, hey, we need to make sure we're GDPR compliant, we need to make sure that our access control systems meet this liability standard and that our HR team is okay with that, and we know that there's a level of security. Not that they don't care what technology is in, they very much do, but they don't care about the ones and the zeros that make everything work, but the IT team does. But those people have to work together all the time, right? What are some of the ways that you guys are seeing the industry is bridging sort of that gap between maybe that ultra hyper technical, even, well, I love our integrator community, but we love technicality, and that sort of business outcome side of things where people don't live as much on the technological side?
Yeah, I think it's all about that outcome, right? It's the outcome that you can get. You know, it's interesting when you think about, I give this example all the time. When I go see customers, I always ask them, how do you use your security data that's not for security solutions, right? And I get some interesting responses. And one that always sticks in my mind is, you know, some of these skyscrapers in New York City. They come in, and the cleaners come in to clean every floor, every room, every single day, right? And the reality is not everyone is in every single room or every single kitchen every single day, but you're still cleaning it every single day, right? Now, with access control and video and the analytics behind it, you can actually understand the occupancy of a room or a kitchen or a floor, and then understand that you don't have to do all that cleaning. And so one of the customers that we met, they said that by leveraging the data, they were able to reduce, 1.4 million in cleaning costs down to 1 million. Now you're saving $400,000. Now, what can you do with that $400,000? Yeah, you could take it and leverage your P&L, but you can also reinvest that into R&D for your products or into other investments in your sales organization. So I think when we talk about the outcome of what the data can do, and you talk about what happens in parallel industries of cyber attacks and the value of putting information into a managed cloud offering, right? There's so much value. There's so much total cost of ownership benefits that you get that sometimes you don't realize, right? And I think the tools that we are building under Acre to solve that with our integrators is that training, is that coaching, is telling them, hey, ARR is not only good for your business, because it drives value creation for your organization with the integrator. But then when you think about the end user in mind, there's so many additional benefits that you get. And here are the total cost of that benefit that they're gaining, because that's what they should be thinking about. And so, you know, really getting into the details of that and showing the benefits, the cost-based analysis on that, the impact analysis, I think that's some of the coaching and training that we're doing as an organization to just get the message out there on how we can provide better solutions and outcomes for end users.
Yeah, well, I love that you've kind of mentioned the integrator community and leveraging data for continued business outcomes, right? Because sort of the golden goose for our industry is how do we make this spend OpEx versus CapEx, right? How do we avoid the, hey, we're going to, you know, spend this one time and that's going to be it. We love that ARR. We love that continued value. But it's interesting because, and you mentioned this earlier, that budget owner, that IT person, or even the HR team, the ops team, whoever, also is owning some of those same conversations in the AV industry and the HVAC and the facilities automation. So all of those things, the lighting, all of that sort of comes together, and it all starts with really good and granular data. But Kumar, I'm curious, right? Because it's very easy for us to sort of talk theoretically about this, but practically, we have so many people in our industry that are sort of addicted to the systems that they have, not necessarily because they're not interested in driving better business outcomes, but they're comfortable, right? And our industry naturally is very de-risked because of our stature and where we sit. How do we sort of find that balance of, okay, we need to innovate in a way that helps de-risk our exposure, but also do it in a way that sort of keeps us, you know, from having to use paper logs every day?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think interoperability is a big deal. You know, part of that migration is a big deal. But I think, like, you know, taking over an acre, understanding even our portfolio is really interesting too. So when you think about, and I think it's a good parallel, it's a good example of how the industry is moving. So when you think about when Acre was first formed in 2012, it was an umbrella of businesses, access control, intrusion, visitor management. So the thought process of unification back then was under one umbrella, right? Now, if you think about now and how we're driving our future innovation and our strategy is bringing that technology forward with the cloud platform that we invested in and with AI. So you're bridging that technology that was somewhat on-prem. We know it takes time for companies to move forward. So we have technology that can help them get there with the right tools, the migration strategy. But then when you're there, the next stage of unification is actually under one UI UX experience. So now you're bringing intrusion and access and visitor and video under one experience. So what that does for individuals is that you can move at your pace, at your time, depending on the system, right? And you can get the benefits of that with that future-proof technology, right? And so, and if you think about it from an interoperability standpoint, still partnering with the best of breed technologies out there allows you to be flexible too, you know? And so I think our mindset is unifying our core technologies, but also driving interoperability with the best of breed technologies out there as well. So people can move at the right pace. They can still get the value of other benefits in the technology sector around us. And I think the big step that we're taking, and I think a lot of other companies are doing, is how do you help organizations migrate to this technology? You know, you know, we're not going to forget about all the history that we have in our organization. We want to make sure we're still investing in that technology, but we know it takes time for people to get there. You just don't want to rip and replace because that's expensive. But if you get the right tools, if you build the right bridges in terms of the controller or the software and the database that you can just move over, you know, a period of time or over phases, they can still get the benefits. And then over time, you can then get the hardware benefits, right? And I think that's how we look at it, is ensuring that, you know, unification gives them value as they go beyond. And then to help them bridge the gap with migration tools at the right time. And then ensuring that we're also open so you can still leverage the best in breed technologies that are out there as well, so they can also get the benefits of an ecosystem that's also innovating around us.
Well, one of the things that I've always loved sort of about our industry is that there's sort of been a natural knack for sort of collaboration, and it's not always the case necessarily, but sometimes competitors work with other competitors and they collaborate on technologies, open up APIs. You talked about interoperability, that is a requirement really for so many people in our industry. And at least anecdotally, it feels like there's more of that kind of recently, right? Where we're so focused on outcomes and our end users that we are willing to say, hey, I really don't care if you buy my access control card reader, but hey, here's a really good partner of ours who we also work with, who works with this, who's compliant with this. Oh, hey, you've already got these on the back end. No problem. We'll make sure you get taken care of. Do you anticipate more of that? Do you think we'll sort of revert a little bit more back to the siloed side of things?
I do think that now there's benefits in both, right? There's organizations that are winning with proprietary systems because they can, you know, manage it through. And there's benefits like, you know, Apple is like that, right? It's a proprietary integrated system. But at the same time, I think there's also benefits in having interoperability and openness, right? Because a lot of enterprise organizations want to have the flexibility. And there's innovation that's done in that flexibility, in that openness. And so we always think that, or at least myself and how we look at it from Acre perspective, is it is beneficial when organizations work together. It is beneficial because in some sense, yeah, we have a access solution. We have an intrusion solution. We have visitor. We have video that we integrate with. And yes, competitors have the same thing. But when we do work together, right, you're still solving similar problems, but we may be better in certain areas. And I think organizations need to have that benefit. So that's one way to look at it. But now if we integrate even further, where we're similar, you know, in terms of the data that we're sharing across each other, I think now then you're bringing systems and systems together, and that gives you a whole different value, right? So not only are you integrating, let's say, physical security systems together, but what if now you're integrating with HVAC, you're integrating with building automation, you're integrating with fire, right? You're integrating with AV, and all of that connected together in a building or an asset, you're doing things that are beyond, you know, you can really drive value at that facility in a different way. And I think that's also where we should get to as well, because then that's even further benefits that could be sustainability. It could be carbon footprint advantages. It could be emissions advantages, right? There's all those other things that we can do as well that are, I think, far beyond, you know, just physical security.
Well, you're spot on. And as our industry continues to expand and serve so many different places outside of what I would say the nuclear security industry is, it's important to have these conversations, right? Because we've got to be able to teach and educate. Obviously, we've got our subject matter experts and the people really who are engineering, designing, building a lot of these systems every day. But we also have to be willing to have conversations at even a more surface level and high level with some of these folks maybe who don't have that same level of understanding, but do it in a way that helps drive outcomes. But you know, Kumar, I want to ask, and we'll land the plane with this. I mean, you know, look, I want to give you a chance to spotlight yourself. I mean, what is sort of your true north and your North Star as you step into this role, and not only at Acre, but even your influence on the industry?
One of the major reasons I even joined Acre, because I think we have both. We have the fact that we have all this history and heritage and knowledge and amazing people that are passionate about technology and the end customer in mind, the purpose, right? At the same time, we have the technology that can move organizations forward. You know, we have the cloud platform that's enterprise first, that is just continuously innovating. And we have the opportunity to bring our other platforms together in one. So for me, it's exciting to be the bridge in our industry in a lot of ways, and then continue to innovate to give our end users that value and integrators that value as we move forward. And so in a purpose-driven industry with technology advantages that we have, I think when we look at Acre is how do we get there faster? And I think our North Star is ensuring that we do things with purpose, that we deliver results with purpose, and each member of the organization and the culture that we drive is about the end customer and our integrators and our ecosystem at first. And so for me, that's what I think about. I want to ensure that we can impact the industry in a way that is positive, and then we are viewed as an organization that helps bring organizations forward and leads the shift of the innovation and the transformation that's happening right now. And then surround that with great people in the organization who are passionate and who love what you do every single day.
You know, Kumar, obviously you've got the business chops. Everybody kind of knew that. But I remember, I will never forget this. When you were on the show for the first time, we had a conversation about keeping schools safe. And that's when I knew and I understood that there was a lot more than just the business sense there, right? You're a great leader, great, all of these things, but there's far more than just business skills. It's mission, vision, it's passion. It's an understanding of how our industry continues to support the greatest and the least of these, right? And doing it in a way that you've done it with such passion and skill. Look, you've got full marks for me. I'll tell you that. And you have an open door on this show at all times. And I don't know that they could have picked a better guy to lead the company.
No, thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. I mean, it's so cool to see and be part of not only Acre, but part of the industry, right? Like you nailed it. The purpose is so so impactful. And to be able to be part of that and the journey of how this is transforming is just fun and exciting, right? And who will want to be part of that? So, you know, and when you surround yourself with good and great people, you know, your job gets a lot easier. So I, you know, I appreciate that, Ben. Thank you so much. And I love watching the other podcasts and the counterparts of mine that you also bring to the table, because you always learn. I'm a continuous learner. So what I get from you is, and the people that you bring in is good in great ideas, right? What we could do together. It's not only about competition, but it's about how do we actually improve each other. So thanks for building that forum for us.
Well, thank you. I mean, look, we're nothing if we're not habitual learners, I guess. Exactly. That's what makes us good at our jobs. But Kumar Soka, new CEO of Anchor Security, man, it's so good to have you on the show. Thanks so much for coming back.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, Ben.
Absolutely. And thank you all for tuning in. Be sure to check us out next time on the show. We'll see you then.